What color was that?
It's yellow.
Uh-huh. How did your mother cook your eggs?
Well, she fried them or scrambled them.
Any other ways?
Boiled them. We had them every way.
Did she ever break any in boiling water and let them cook that
way? Oh, yeah, that's poached egg, yeah.
And let's see, 32 ounces you'd say would be?
32 ounces?
Yeah, how much is that?
Well, a pound would be 60, is that?
Yeah, a pound would be 16.
That's right. 32 ounces, she'll be 2 pounds.
Uh-huh. What did you call it in the fall when you get a good cold day and you go out and get some hogs and kill them and prepare the meat?
Well, that's day butchered hogs.
Uh-huh. Did you ever take beef and cut it in thin strips and...
make jerky out of it? Uh-huh. No, I never did. We never did make any jerky there at the ranch. I've eaten a lot of jerky and it's good. Our Indians here were artists at that. These Kiowa Indians, I think, could make as fine a jerky as I've ever saw. And they did prepare an awful lot of it that way.
Boy, it's sure miserable if it's not prepared right.
Oh, you can't eat it, but them suckers knew how to fix it. It's good.
Mm-hmm. Cut it thin.
Oh, you
bleed
bet.
The cow well.
Yeah, they knew how. And they knew what part of the meat to make the jerky out of. Makes a lot of difference.
Mm-hmm. When you butchered a hog, what did you call the side part? Around his ribs?
Well, that's what we made the bacon out of.
Uh-huh.
Side meat if it's fresh, and bacon if it's cured.
Uh-huh. And on bacon, what did you call the part, the hard outside part that you'd have to cut off after you fried it, or maybe
save it? The rind?
Yeah.
Meat.
Did you ever grind up your meat and...
make sausage world, uh-huh. Yeah, but that's good, too. All the scraps and everything were taken care of, and then the tenderloins, I never have got over that yet. Take those tenderloins and put in that sausage. Mm-hmm. That's the best part of that meat.
Yeah, but it sure made good
sausage. Oh, it made good sausage, you bet.
What did you do with the liver?
Well, we eat it.
Did you ever grind that up?
No.
How about the blood?
No, it was always spilled to the ground. We never used any blood in this country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about the head?
Yeah, made souse out of it. Grandmother and mother used to make that, and I mean that was good. Make a loaf out of it.
Mm-hmm.
That, ears and one thing that it all cut and cleaned all that, and make head cheese or souse. It was really good.
Did they save the juice from that and put cornmeal in it?
No, I never. Don't believe I remember that.
Did they do anything else with the head?
Well, yeah, they made the soap out of cracklings, and I don't seem to me that they used any of that head in that soap. I believe the cracklings what they made the soap out of. You take lye and those whole cracklings where you cooked that lard,
mm-hmm.
and make fine soap out of it.
Did they take the meat from around the jaws and around there?
Yeah, and they stripped it off, but it sausage pretty well.
Uh-huh. Any special word for that meat around this part?
The jowl?
Yeah.
Well, they cured the jowls.
Uh-huh.
The jowl meat, yeah.
If meat was beyond eating, you'd say it...
was spoiled. Or rancid if it's old.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
How about milk that's just beginning to turn sour?
Blinky.
And if it's gone beyond that and it's curdled?
Well, that's clabber. That would be clabber if it passed that stage.
And if you take clabber and put it in a bag and put it in boiling water?
And make cheese, that makes... clabber cheese.
Uh-huh. And in this cooking, did your mother ever take fruit and cut them up and make a sort of a pie, but instead of putting it in the pie crust, bake it in a deep dish?
A cobbler?
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, lots of them.
What did you put on that?
Well, sometimes we put cream on it. It's already sweet. She had sugar on it, uh-huh. of course, when she made it, but then it's pretty good, just like it was.
Did you have bread pudding?
Oh yeah.
What did you put on that?
Well, it is ready to go. When she made it, then we put cream or milk on it.
Mm-hmm. Did she ever make anything out of eggs and flour to pour over the top?
No, I can't recall that.
And I was wondering if you called it sauce or dip or...
Well, she made a sauce that went over a cake quite often.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very tasty. I don't know how she made it. I'm sure she had milk and something with eggs in it, maybe, but I don't know. I don't know the ingredients she used in it.
What would you call food that you'd eat between meals?
Well, you mean snack?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And before she left, your wife went in the kitchen and she...
Made coffee?
Uh-huh. What did your mother put, well, I don't know whether to go back for this or not. Yeah, I guess so. What did she put water in that she...